Wow, it's been a minute, hasn't it? It's been a good little while, but I'm glad to be back here with you. This is season two of the Dream Mover podcast, and I wish you knew how amazing it was to me to just be here with you right now. I remember starting this zero shares, zero follow-ups, no likes, none of that good stuff, and now we're sitting at about 17 listens per episode. And to some people, that's a joke. To me, that's dope because it means that there are some people out there that really value the information we're putting out here in this podcast. And I think that's really, really special. And it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for each and every one of you. So to all the dream movers in the world trying to take it to the next altitude, thank you for just being you. Thank you for giving me your ear. And thanks for giving me the time of day to show you something great. So with that being said, I'm not going to hold y'all anymore. I know what you're here for. Season two, episode one, Dream Mover Podcast. Let's go.
This is a www.movethedreams.com exclusive. Let's go. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's come and join this winning team. Let's go and move your dreams. I'm screaming NY to the D, NY to the depth of me. Said you have to want to succeed more than you want to breathe. I heard Ray Lewis say that on TV, so it inspired me. So I came up with a plan and started moving my dreams, homie. Iced up, no rings, homie. Chasing my dreams, homie. Look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm really hungry. I'm trying to reach the top, spending money in the studio. Bro, I'm moving my dreams. I don't care if you think I'm going. Bro, so I was chosen, and I go through a lot. But I ask myself, why not? Show the world what I can do for real, and how dreams can come true. Setting me against the world, and it's a shame. But I'm gon' keep pressing through the storm and the rain. Keep my head up high and give thanks to Christ. Say who? Dream movers in the building tonight. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Let's put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this winning team and move your dreams. You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Put in work, you can achieve. All you gotta do, believe. You have a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dreams. Come and join this and move your dreams.
Shout out to the CEO, and you know he did go. Ow, ole, OMG, thanks for the bio and giving me a chance to shine. Frag out, I'm about to blow your mind. I'm moving my dreams as best as it is. I'm putting in work to handle my bills. I'm putting in work, homie, you see. Tell me what you think about me. They helping people on the streets. They do the same for you and me. My heart is pounding from the sound of this beat. M-Y-D, M-Y-D, screaming M-Y-D, homie, move your dreams.
Let's go.
M-Y-D, M-Y-D, screaming M-Y-D, homie, move your dreams.
Let's go.
This is a www.moveyourdreams.com exclusive.
Yeah,
from your boy D-Hud. Shout out to Gotham Beats.
I see you, baby.
Shout out to all the dream movers. And remember, kids, you can do anything as long as you believe. And we out.
Hey guys, hey guys, I'm sorry. It's hot over here from all the flames I just heard on that track. I know that was so corny, wasn't it? But yo, that is a new track by my boy D Hud. Dennis Hudson. It's called MYD, Move Your Dreams. That is my jam. That is the official Move Your Dreams anthem. Shout outs to my bro for making that track for us to listen to as we go into every episode. I'm so excited to be back here with y'all right now. Y'all, you can't understand how hype I am to be back here with you. So I'm not going to make you wait no more. I got some new stuff to talk to y'all about. Are you ready? I'm ready. That was my watch. I apologize. So I'm going to start over. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Next segment. Let's go. Hey, what up? It's KDE63. Hey, I got a really, really good topic for you guys right now. So if you are a person who is in a position of authority, in a position of leadership, and you are looking to grow, but you have leaders around you that aren't allowing you the opportunity to step up to the plate the way you need to, I need you to pay attention right now. Make like my motto. I want you to clock in and lock in to what I'm about to tell you right now. Here we go. You need to make them put some respect in your name. Birdman said it best in the most petty conversation with Charlemagne the God. Make them put some respect on your name. Let me tell you why. There are a lot of people that just based off how you appear, how you speak, how you conduct yourself, whether that's in a positive or a negative light, that instantly believe because of the way that you appear that you are easy pickings, that you are safe to attack, you are easily manipulated, you are easily changed. And you as a person are the only one who can change the way that you are viewed, the way that you are perceived. And you can make people adjust the way that they conduct themselves when it comes to you. Now here's the big note here. Only you have control over how that change happens. So how do you make that change occur? That change occurs the moment that you decide that you're not going to take it. The moment that you decide you will not be disrespected. The moment when you decide that you are better than what you're being presented with. And the moment that you decide that you're going to address the room. The moment that you decide that you're going to address the room is the moment that everything changes. That's the minute that the paradigm shift occurs. In that moment, when you are no longer ashamed, you're not going to allow anyone to change the way you move. You're not going to allow anyone to run your life. The moment that you decide is the minute that the revolution inside of the person and in the lives of those people that are trying to gang up on you, address you incorrectly, that's when it changes. So what this goes back to is how you present yourself, how you address the room, how you court the room when you walk into it. If you walk into a room and you're timid, you talk down on yourself, you allow others to disrespect you, you allow people to curse at you, you come in and you're not dressed accordingly, you do not carry yourself as a professional, or if it's not a professional setting, if you don't carry yourself as someone who courts respect, then you should already know walking into the room that what you are presenting is the results that you are going to receive. Period. You are going to receive what you are presenting to the masses in front of you. So let's start off with this. You're not going to see immediate results unless you produce immediate change. So here's some example of immediate change that you can start implementing that can change the way that those around you are viewing you as a person. Change number one. Beat them to the information. When you start beating people to the information and you're the first one with the knowledge and you're the one that knows everything, you become the subject matter expert. You become the one who holds the cards. I hate using the terminology, you hold the power, but it's the truth. In that moment when you know what's going on and you are smart about everything that's happening around you and you truly have the power, you become the untouchable one. You become the one that everyone needs. You become the gatekeeper that everybody has to go through to see another day. Without you, they can't eat. Without you, they can't perform. They may be able to get some stuff done, but the stuff they get done isn't going to be as great as it would be if your hands are in the pot. So then they feel the need to necessarily collaborate with you if they want to not even get to the top, but just remain relevant because you have reserved the spot at the top for you because you get in early. Number two, change the way that you dress. Now, I'm not telling you to change every single thing on your appearance. If you're a person that wears a suit and tie and you're on that Justin Timberlake, if they got you on that Justin Timberlake, I be on my suit and tie-ish, tie-ish. If that's the way that y'all dress when you go to work, continue to conduct yourself that way. But look, if you're the person that you wake up in the morning and you just throw something on because it's right there in the closet and it's in an arm's reach, it might be time to stop that. It might be time to change the way that you dress. It might be time in the morning, you wake up a little bit earlier and you put them creases in them pants. Might be time for you to button that collar all the way up. You know what they say, when a man button up, it's time to lock and load. It might just be time for you to throw the cufflinks on. Change it up a little bit. Let them know that, hey, I'm not the same person I was yesterday. You ever notice that a person that dresses average and then comes in dressing great normally gets more compliments instantly, but the guy who dresses great every single day does not get the compliment? Here's the reason why. The guy who gets that immediate compliment is the acknowledgement that something about you has changed. And when you're no longer getting them, it's because what people see is now the norm. So once you make that immediate change, when you start seeing those compliments, don't feel disrespected. Don't feel embarrassed. Take that as people are taking notice that there is a change happening in me as a person. And then when the compliments stop coming because you have changed the consistency of how you dress, appear, and carry yourself, that change has now been acknowledged. They expect this as your norm, and it is now respected as who you are. So number two is changing up the way that you dress. Number three, pick and choose what conversations you're willing to stay in. Recently, I had a buddy of mine. In fact, I wouldn't even call him a buddy. He's now been downgraded to associate because of the move he elected to make with me. I had a friend who I thought was a friend who brought up something old from my past, something that I did that I can sit here in front of all of you and say I'm not that proud of. And he reminded me of something from my past because someone else had talked to him about what I did. And he obviously, he did not know about it. So he says, hey man, hey bro, I heard you did this back in the day. Is that true? Is it true you did that, man? You really did that? So then I look at him and I respond and I tell him, that's partially true, but not the whole thing. I didn't do all. You know what? Stop right there. Stop. Skirt, skirt. Skirsh, skirsh. Right there on the spot. In that moment, when somebody brings information like that to you, that should be your immediate sign to pump your brakes. Why? Why is it the time for you to pause? Number one, because that person is now fishing for information on you that is none of their mother freaking business. Stunning their BI. It's not going to change the way they move. It's not going to help them grow as a person. If anything, it just gives them dirt to bury you with later if you cross them, or if something happens, or if they want to move up in the world and they find out that you're the stepping stone they need to step up. That's what you become. So be very, very careful about who you decide to share information with, who you decide is worthy of your knowledge, because the moment they take that knowledge from you, your knowledge is either going to be used as an opportunity to grow themselves, or it could later be used as an opportunity to destroy you. 9 times out of 10, when someone's bringing negativity or bringing up your past, is because it's entertaining to them. Unless you did something directly to them or what you have done impacts them. Example, I know I'm going to a dark place, so I apologize for those that get offended by this. Sorry, not sorry. Let's say someone has a sexually transmitted disease and it pops up that you did something and you didn't inform everybody. Now, at that point, if this person comes to you and you've had relations with them before, more than worthy of it.
But if something else has happened in your past and you were trying to bury it and it's not something that requires you telling multiple people about it and you continue to discuss it, you are only making room for your collapse and nobody else's. On top of that, the moment that that person decides to deliver this information to you, your first reaction is your ultimate reaction. And I will tell you, in this particular situation, the fact that I responded means that I failed that test. I'm telling you flat out, I failed. And I failed because I allowed somebody to step in on me and to fill my head up with nonsense. I allowed someone to walk in and say what they wanted to say. And I didn't cut it off. What should have happened was I should have cut the conversation. I should have just walked away from them altogether. I should have addressed them and told them that I don't deal in small scenarios. I don't deal in the past because my brain is focused on the future. What happened then, even if it did occur, I cannot change. And I would appreciate it if you respect the man that I am right now and the man I'm trying to grow to be and not utilize my past in order to destroy the man that I am trying to become now. This is all true life. This is the stuff that people don't want to talk about. If you really want to grow, these are some of the changes that have to be made. How you dress, how you carry yourself, how soon you're willing to get in early enough to get stuff done, and how willing you are to cut off the nonsense when the nonsense comes. Which brings me to my final thing I'm going to tell you about. You have got to stay out of the gossip. Stay out of the gossip. No one likes somebody that has a loose tongue. Do you understand me? No one likes somebody with a loose tongue. If you're in a conversation with me and you're sitting here and you're raking over other people, 9 times out of 10, when something happens to me and you and I get into a negative place, even if it's only for a couple days, you're more than likely to rake me under the rug too. That's just really how I feel. I don't care how much of a friend you are. I don't care how much you claim to me that you can be trusted. As soon as you show me the signs that you could be somebody that would put somebody else's business out in the street, or you would talk about somebody dirty when they're not around, that instantly lets me know the type of person that you are. Not just because you're talking, because let's be honest, everybody gets pissed off with somebody. Everybody gets frustrated with somebody, and they feel the need to get it off their chest. It's about who you decide to get it off your chest to. So if you decide today that you want to get your stress, you want to get your worries, you want to get your rumors, all that stuff, you want to get all that stuff off your chest, but you want to get it off your chest to the team in the break room, and Gerald is sitting over there. I know Gerald is such a whack name to choose. If your name's Gerald, I'm not saying you're whack. It's just I chose a horrible name right then and there. I'm sorry. But let's say Gerald's in a room who you really don't rock with like that. You don't like Gerald. Gerald don't like you. You know they don't, but you still sitting there talking anyway. So now you sitting here talking in front of Gerald and you putting all your business out there. So guess what happens? Gerald's listening to you and he's taking mental notes of everything you're saying. And on the low, everybody who's sitting there laughing with you, they're listening too. Why? Because you just became their lunch hour entertainment for the free. They ain't got to catch up on ESPN 1-2-3 or ESPNU. Roll Tide for the SEC network. They don't have to do all that. You know why? Because they got you. You are the starting lineup. You are the starting lineup for today's gossip foolery. And there will be a replay tomorrow when that guy that you're talking about runs up on you and starts asking you questions that you can't answer because your mouth is too open to everybody. When you stop being a person that endeavors and when you stop being a person who delves into conversations about other people that are going to be perceived as negative, disrespectful, rude, bad connotations, not used to hype somebody up, grow them, take them to the next level, take yourself to the next level because you're seen as a person who desires to grow others, then you know what's coming out the other side of this. You know what's coming out the other side, and stop acting like you don't know. You are doing nothing but destroying your reputation. So once you've destroyed your reputation and there is nothing for you to come back from, there's nothing you can do. There is nowhere to run. There is nowhere to hide. There is nothing that you can do. Time becomes your best friend, because now you have to wait until people begin to respect you again, because you have stepped out of the gossip arena. Hear me. You want your respect? Dress yourself like you care. Speak like you care. Talk positively about people like you care. Do not entertain negativity like you care. Do not entertain negativity about others if you care. If you truly believe that you are ready to go to the next level. Because so often we want to talk about, you got to buy my book to do this, you got to buy my this to do that. I don't care if you don't even buy my book in this case, because these messages are about making you better. These messages are about helping you grow. If you decide to bless me back on the other side with purchasing a product or something, that's great. But I care more about you going to the next height, because we need people who are willing to be those shining lights, those beacons to the world. We need those people who were not perfect and still are not perfect to this day, but are striving. I would rather be led by someone who's striving to grow than someone at the top who claims to be perfect. Because what you eventually find out is no man was perfect. The only man who was perfect was God, and even he was crucified by the people. Y'all understand what I'm getting at here. I know you do. I know you understand me. Just take some of these thoughts to mind. People will disrespect you if you allow them to. And the minute that you realize they're disrespecting you, it's time for you to boss up, step up, change the game up, and make them respect you. It is what it is. So with that being said, this is the Dream Mover Podcast. And if they got you messed up, you fix it. Last segment, let's go. I have my days when I feel defeated. I mean, really defeated. It's like life just walks up to me and power bombs me, or like slams me like Braun Strowman on WWE or something. Like it's bad. There are those days that happen where everything's not gonna go right. Everything's not gonna be perfect. And no matter what you do or what you try during that time frame, things just don't change. They don't get better. But let me tell you something. Eventually, that time comes where the situation will shift. The situation will change. You will grow. You will better yourself. And the game will change. What you have to be ready to do is to stick with the negative until the shift comes. Now, I'm not telling you to just sit in negativity. I'm telling you to fight to make it better. So when the momentum shift comes, you already have positive energy that's pushing more positive energy further beyond. This is one of the steps that you have to take to become the elite. This is the truth. If you think that there is some guy who is almighty, all-powerful outside of God in the heavens above, who is on this earth in suit and tie, who never sees a bad day, never sees a terrible day, that's foolishness. You know why? Because even those guys got to deal with foolishness and damage control of everything that's going on around them. So that doesn't make for everything, that does not make their lives perfect either. You have got to be somebody who is willing to take the good with the bad and weigh the good every single time heavier on the scale than the bad. Let me tell you, as a young man in America, I have had a challenge with getting past my situations. I've been a military service member for almost 12 years now. And I am at that point of leaving the military because I have bigger dreams and goals, and I just don't see them getting done while I'm still in this uniform. So I say to myself, Ken, how are you going to get this done with your back against the wall and blah, 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 blah. And if you walk away from the military, you hear all these, we hear a million things, guys. Get ready for this list. So we hear things like, well, what are you going to do for insurance? What are you going to do for money? What are you going to do for housing? What are you going to do for all these benefits? You know, you get a lot of stuff, you stay in. All you got to do is stay in and you can retire, or you can get a pension and you can blah, blah, blah. Look, I got it. I understand. But I don't want to be, I don't want to be pinned into a box. I don't want to be stuck in this one place. When people speak to me that way, it is clear you're not just you may be speaking out of a place of love, but you're more so speaking out of a place of fear. It's because I want you to get this, because if you don't get this, then what's going to happen? So what you're telling me is to stick with this and suck it up for the next 8 years versus going after my goals and dreams in 8 years, not knowing what my physical condition is going to be, not knowing what my mind state is going to be, not knowing what my family situation is going to be like. But right now, where the iron is hot and the momentum is here, you want me to divert my attention away from my potential and just settle so that I can get this pension? That's not even going to be that big when I can go out there and set my dreams in motion and make something that's larger. That's the good and the bad. The good is knowing what you can do. The bad is you're going to constantly be reminded of what you didn't do. You're going to be reminded of where you failed. You're going to be reminded of you could fail and blah, blah, blah. And you still have to be willing to take that risk. That's why I'm not afraid to dive out the window and to try something new. Maybe it does reset the clock. Maybe it does make the journey a little longer. Maybe it does make things a little more challenging. I get all of that. But you know what I also get? I also get that if I put my heart, my soul, my ambition, everything into this, I put God first place every single time. I make sure that I move based off of strategy and not off emotions. Shout outs to Charlemagne the God. If I continue to make my moves strategically, I will always perform to my best, and eventually my best will catch the attention of the right person, the right people, the right audience, the right vibe, and all of that will be mine for me to use as I see fit. And it'll put me in a position to make what I need to get by on a daily basis, to make my family happy, to make sure my kids are educated, and to make sure that I can give back to the same people that gave me an opportunity in the best manner possible, through love, compassion, through financial giving, through all of these different avenues. I'm trying to build lanes here, and I want you to get the same mentality where you're trying to build lanes and you're not trying to ride in the lanes that other people have already pre-built for you. Because here's the deal, eventually one day those people die, and if you continue to follow that lane can result in a dead end. You have to pick the pieces that work well, but you still are responsible for making your own way. When you decide to stop making your own way, that's when life collapses on you. So you want another step to being the elite? I got you right here. Follow your own path. Do not take the negative as the fact every single time. Because not everybody is you. Not everybody's as deep. Not everybody's as dope. Not everybody is as worthy as you are. And you got to keep that in your mind, or you can expect to fall eventually. It's almost guaranteed at that point. Once you concede victory, you're bound to, once you concede defeat, falling, it's just a matter of time. But you're not that type, though. I know you're not that type, because you're sitting here listening to me, and we don't think that way. We don't think that way. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Today's episode, we're talking about how to be elite. Next segment, let's go.
Yo, what up, guys? It's me again. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast today. If you guys could do me a really, really, really big favor, make sure you guys are following me on social media. On Facebook, it's KDE63. Instagram, it is KDAE63. And on Twitter, same as Facebook, it is KDE63. Make sure you're following me. I'll be up there asking questions. I'll be trying to get your feedback, trying to see how this podcast is going and what I can do to give you guys better content. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, and on top of that, I want to start doing some interviews up here. So if you want me to start interviewing, send me a message on one of my social media links. You can download the Anchor app too, and we can get up here and I'll interview you. I don't care if you're the CEO of a company or you're flipping fries. I know you got a dope story that you want to put out to the world, and you want to let people know that you are here. And this is going to last to the end of time, baby, to the end of time. So that means they're going to know not only are you here right now, but in the future, they're going to know you were here. And they're going to know just how cool and how fresh and how dope of a person you are. And I think your voice deserves to be heard. So make time. send me that quick connection. Follow me on Twitter, on the book, follow me on the gram. Send me a message. Let me know, hey, KDE, I want to get on the podcast. I want you to interview me. And as soon as you send it to me, you and I'll set it up. We'll make it happen. I just want to hear your voice and see how you feel. Hey, not to mention on the Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Google Play, please make sure you guys go up there. Leave some comments, leave some stars. I don't care if you go up there and leave one star. Leave me something so I know whether this is working for you guys or what I need to add or better contribute to you. I'm all about taking care of y'all and giving you the best show I possibly can. So with that being said, y'all be blessed. Take care. It's KDE63. I'll see you guys with another podcast episode. Until that time, move your dreams, move the world. We out of here. Hey, power down.